Our sermon topic for today is Stop Living on Past Glory. Face the reality. Stop living on past glory. Face the reality. Our biblical background to this message is from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 3, verses 7 through 18. And my text is St. Luke's Gospel 7, 8, and 9. And I shall read as recorded in the Revised Standard Version. Bear fruits that befits repentance, and do not begin to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children of Abraham. Even now the axe is laid to the root of the tree. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Christian friends, times are changing, and we must change with times. We should read the big picture of time and circumstances as life's trend unfolds. We should realize that every new day comes with its own lesson and opportunity for the human race. We should take into cognizance the fact that every generation has its hero. Just as every nation, kingdom, dukedom, and sect has their era of supremacy and royalty. Every object has its age of usage and global importance. We talk about the Stone Age, the Gold Age. Now we talk about the computer and technology age. There is time for everything. Every individual, family, community, organization, or business has its own time of excellence, supremacy, popularity, and fame. Thus, we should humbly bow down and leave the stage and listen in obedience when another player of relevance emerge. But it is sad to note with great dismay that even though some of our ideology, doctrines, practices appears to be irrelevant and absolute or out of date, we strive to manipulate the system by recalling the glories of yesterday that cannot match with the system, ideology, and technological advancement of our time. We should face the reality of our time and embrace it with the right kind of attitude, relevant training, good morals, and godliness. We should be mindful that only an individual can lead at a given time, but the crowd is free to follow if they feel motivated and inspired. In our gospel lesson for today, from St. Luke's Gospel 3, 7 to 18, you will realize that St. Luke set the stage for John the Baptist, the prophetic hero of their time. John the Baptist appeared to be a desert man, or you can call him a bushman. His appearance was extraordinary. He wore camel skin and ate locusts and wild honey. His appearance and diet was very strange and unique as the message he preached. He preached the message of baptism unto repentance to all peoples. His salutation in this text sounds very strange and sarcastic. You brood of viper, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? That is the eschatology. That means, eschatology means the end time judgment. At the end of time, we talk about the parousia, which is the second coming of Christ, and the eschatos, which is the final judgment. In eschatology, the Bible tells us that Jesus will come with a great multitude, with the sound of the trumpet with angels and archangels to judge the old world population. St. John preached it. Matthew preached it. And today, we are hearing directly from John the Baptist. He went further to say to the people, bear fruits that befit repentance. That the people should bear fruits that befit repentance. But the crowd, instead of listening, believe, live, and follow in obedience, they boasted about their affiliation with Abraham as their covenant father, celebrating their lost glory, a relationship that has been polluted with sin and waywardness. But John the Baptist pressed the heat on them. This is not the time for reminiscence, but to face the reality. He warned them, as he is warning us now, God can even turn stones to become children of Abraham. Every tree that does not bear fruit will be cut down and cast into the fire. Living a life of sin will not qualify us to be called children of Abraham unless and until we repent and be baptized. We are not qualified to be called children of Abraham. They were convicted and provoked to righteousness. They could not bear it any longer. They responded to the call of repentance with an attitude by posing a question to John the Baptist. What then shall we do? John the Baptist said to them, he who has more should share with his neighbor who has nothing. If you have two coats, share with your neighbor who has nothing. This acted as a spur to prick the sides of their intent. They were motivated. The tax collector asked the same question, what then shall we do? John the Baptist said to them, stop extorting the people, taking money from the people out of false pretense. The soldiers too asked the same question, what shall we do? He said to them, stop taking people's property by force. In like manner, we are asking the same question to John the Baptist this morning. What shall we do? The Holy Spirit is saying to us, the things you used to do, you should do them no more. Individually, we know how dreadful, deadly, malicious, and diabolic some of our works are, one to another. Repent and be saved, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Christian friends, as we prepare our homes, the church, and our community to commemorate the birth of Christ, let us above all things prepare our hearts and mind to repent of our sins, change our attitude, be kind and receptive and helpful to one another. Take your hearts and mind away from your lost glory. Face the situation and realities at hand and address it with humility, faithfulness, and love. Remember what John the Baptist says to the crowd, baptism unto repentance will qualify us to become children of Abraham, and also we should bear fruits that befits repentance this Advent season. In like manner, friends, Christmas without Christ is vain, empty, and deceptive if we do not repent of our sins. Therefore, seek God and live, for the kingdom of God is at hand. For if any man says he is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old have passed. Behold, the new has come. God bless you.